This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Between the Keys with Jed Distler. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. It's that time of the week, and I am so glad that you are here with me for Between the Keys. My name is Jed Distler. I'm the artist in residence for the Classical Network, and I've been hosting, producing, and writing this show from the very beginning. This week, we are featuring American piano concertos, and we are going to hear quite a mix of styles from a wide range of composers. I think we should begin with the self-proclaimed bad boy of music, that's George Antheil, who gained notoriety for his neo-futurist multi-keyboard extravaganza called Ballet Mécanique. Yet, following Ballet Mécanique's infamous premiere, George Antheil came up with his second piano concerto, which is pure neoclassical joy, at least to my ears. Its third movement, which we are going to hear now, sounds kind of like a cross between Bach, Stravinsky, and 1920s jazz. In other words, pure Antheil. The piano soloist is Guy Livingston. Thank you. The third movement from George Antheil's Piano Concerto No. 2, Daniel Spaulding was conducting the Philadelphia Virtuosi with piano soloist Guy Livingston, who is an artist who has made George Antheil a specialty. And he's also the host of this splendid podcast called American Highways that I highly recommend you checking out. The next work we are going to hear is a section from a piece for piano and orchestra that's titled Black Light. It's by the composer Victoria Bond, who is a musician who wears many hats. She's a composer, but she's also a really distinguished conductor, and she's an entrepreneur who has done a lot of work on behalf of new music. So let's listen to this movement from Black Light by Victoria Bond, and the piano soloist is Paul Barnes. We just heard a movement from a piece called Black Light for piano and orchestra by Victoria Bond. The pianist was Paul Barnes, and we heard the Philharmonie Boislav Martinu, conducted by Kirk Trevor. You know, it's interesting that Victoria Bond says that this movement was inspired by Jewish liturgical music and that she uses a traditional chant for the main theme. But listen again to the opening. And now listen to this. That's the second movement from Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4. It makes me wonder if Beethoven and Victoria Bond were separated at birth. Anyway, we're going to hear now music by Edward McDowell, the American composer. One really doesn't hear McDowell's second piano concerto in concerts very much these days, at least I don't think so, although it's a work that was quite popular in the first half of the 20th century, and maybe even later. Van Cliburn made a wonderful recording of this concerto, from which we will hear the second movement, Presto Giocoso, music of Edward McDowell.
Thank you.
The second movement from the Piano Concerto No. 2 by Edward McDowell. It's marked Presto Giocoso. We heard Walter Händel conducting the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and the piano soloist was Van Cliburn. So let me ask you this question. What does one usually do on a 3-week vacation in Palm Beach, Florida? You would think that it would be a time to relax and go to the beach and sleep a lot, hang out in bars, go to restaurants, and, you know, simply forget about work. So what does George Gershwin do on his 3-week vacation in Palm Beach back in 1933? I'll tell you what he does. He composes variations for piano and orchestra based on his famous hit song, I Got Rhythm. He completed his I Got Rhythm variations on January 6th, 1934, and he was soloist at the premiere, which took place on, believe it or not, January 14th. He didn't give himself too much notice. And the premiere was with the Boston Symphony, conducted by Charles Previn. I'm sure some of you know that Charles Previn was the uncle of Andre Previn, who we just lost recently, unfortunately. Anyway, the piece was finished January 6th, premiered on January 14th, and the ink had barely dried on the page. The variations are full of inventive touches. There's a waltz. There's one variation that's almost atonal. Well, let's just listen. We've got a performance with Steve Richman conducting the Harmony Ensemble. The piano soloist is someone who is at home in just about every style that you can imagine. The wonderful Lincoln Majorca. Thank you. George Gershwin's I Got Rhythm Variations with pianist Lincoln Mayorga and the Harmony Ensemble conducted by Steve Richman. Can you think of another important work for piano and orchestra premiered by the Boston Symphony with the composer at the piano? This last piece, the Gershwin I Got Rhythm Variations, was one, but can you think of another? I can give you one example that took place on April 7th, 1900, and that was when Amy Beach premiered her big four-movement piano concerto in C-sharp minor. And just as the I Got Rhythm Variations are based on the song of the same name, the largo slow movement from Amy Beach's concerto is based on one of her own songs. It's a song that's called Twilight. Let's hear the slow movement of the Amy Beach concerto performed by Alan Feinberg.
Thank you.
The Nashville Symphony with Kenneth Schemmerhorn conducting and piano soloist Alan Feinberg. That was the Largo from the Piano Concerto in C sharp minor, composed by Amy Beach between 1898 and 1899. We are exploring American piano concertos this hour on Between the Keys. I'm your host, Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and we are here every week at this time, and I'm so happy you tuned in to be with me. Is there a romantic streak that has been permeating through some of the more recent works by Philip Glass? I wonder. You know, his minimalist personality is very much intact in this next piece we're going to hear, but also you'll notice tempo fluctuations and lyrical gestures that you may not think typical of his style, yet they're very much there. This is the first movement of Philip Glass's Piano Concerto No. 3. It's scored for piano and strings, and the soloist is Simone Dinnerstein. Thank you. music of Philip Glass, the first movement of his Concerto No. 3 for piano and strings. That was the ensemble that's called A Far Cry, and the piano soloist was Simone Dinerstein. I think at this point you have a sense of just how eclectic and wide-ranging American piano concertos are. But this last piece that we're going to hear throws in everything but the kitchen sink. I mean, you'll hear jazz in almost all styles, pop music, film scores, TV themes, cartoon music, stride piano, avant-garde piano. I mean, the whole works. This is the final section of Paul Schoenfield's Parables for piano and orchestra. Andrew Russo is the piano soloist. I think you're going to like this a lot.
Thank you.
paraphrase Steve Martin. That is a wild and crazy concerto. What an imagination the composer Paul Schoenfield has. That was the finale titled Dog Heaven, appropriately titled. And that's from Paul Schoenfield's Parables for Piano and Orchestra. We heard the Prague Philharmonia conducted by Joanne Faletta, and the piano soloist was Andrew Russo. We have been exploring American music for piano and orchestra this past hour on Between the Keys. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and I think we've proved that one of the best ways to discover America is by taking a road trip through American piano concertos. You don't have to pay for gas, you don't have to check the oil, you don't have to pay tolls. It's all free for the listening. I hope you've enjoyed the journey, and we have another musical journey next week at this time on Between the Keys. What will that journey be? Well, you're just going to have to tune in to find out. Have a good week and stay well. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org.